And as we get excited for our Du Bois Community Days, you know, part of my favorite part of Du Bois Community Days, and there are a lot of favorite parts, including the food, but I love being able to see live music, and it's a little bit sweeter nowadays that we haven't seen it in a while. We're going to talk to Eric Kowala. He is the band leader of the Uptown Band, and we're going to talk with him about what we'll see on Saturday night. So good morning, Eric.
Ah, good morning. How sweet it is.
We get a taste of the music already. I love it.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's like a light switch has turned on. Things are going in the right direction, and it looks like pretty much all of the summer festivals are happening. And yeah, we're ready to come to Du Bois, not Du Bois or Du Bois. It's Du Bois, Pennsylvania.
This is what I love about you, is you know how to pronounce the names.
I do, you know, and it's like, because we've played there before, and we ate at Luigi's before, and it's just such a cool little tight-knit community that you all have out there. So, but yes, it's one of the certifications to be able to play out that way. You have to know how to pronounce the name of the town.
Yeah, I think Jeff and Bob make sure that everybody who comes to town knows that it is Du Bois.
Oh, it's a 10% reduction if you don't. And every time you say it wrong, it's an additional 5%.
Yes.
No, that's not true. But no, we're excited to come back. I think we were there, I think it was 2017.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it's just such a cool, tight-knit thing there in the park, and just really, really nice. I love these. I'm actually the president of our community days here, and it's a six-day festival in the Reading area, and it's the same type of thing. It's just community, and that's what it means. You know, community, people getting in the park, whether it's to see and listen to music, whether it's just to have the camaraderie. But I think it's, as you said, extra sweeter this year. Everybody is ready to get out, and everybody is ready to have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think I caught you in 2017 because I remember your music and I remember being very, very impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is phenomenal, and
well,
I'm excited to see it again. Now, if somebody has not heard your music before, has not been there at Du Bois Community Days whenever you were there before, what can we expect for this Saturday?
All polka music. No, what we do, I mean, we have played polkas, of course, but the band is celebrating its 15th anniversary this year, and I actually started it in my basement, and we still have three of the original performers left with us. But it has evolved from a 7-piece to a 9-piece now, and we're actually bringing 10-piece, because Jeff loves the horns, so we're bringing a 10-piece band to Du Bois on Saturday. And what we do is, when we started the band, we wanted to do a little bit of everything. So what they're going to hear on Saturday is anything from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, you know, like stuff like that, to Bruno Mars, to maybe an original song, to maybe AC/DC, to maybe Led Zeppelin, just a little bit of everything that is good for a cross population, which is perfect for a festival. So if you come to the community days and you're not happy with what we do, we'll certainly try and do everything.
Wow, that's a wide variety there. And
it,
I mean,
is,
that really,
yeah,
does mean that if you're there with grandma, with grandpa, if you're there, you know, as a mid-40-something, or if you're there with, you know, your kids, everybody's going to be singing along.
Yes, and that's the key. I think the whole key is, and I learned this when I was with the Bobby Mercer Roadshow, and he actually, unfortunately, passed away in November. He was October, and he was my mentor, and COVID-related symptoms. It's been a horrible year. He said, you know, and I watched him, you break down that barrier between the audience and the band, because the band's always going to be in a stage, and the audience is going to be under the stage. And what you try and do is break that down and get people clapping along and personalize it. And I think to make them part of the show, I think that's very, very important. I know a lot of groups just go up there and they play music and do all that. I was taught in the show band circuit, you know, you make it like a Vegas type show where people come out, they're entertained, and they want more. And we're just going to hit them hard from after the parade, from like 8:15 to 10 o'clock, and hit them hard for an hour and 45 minutes, one long set, as Jeff wants it to do, and try and do as much cross-population music as we can and get everybody involved.
That's wonderful. I know we're all excited just to see and hear the music live again, so we want to show our appreciation to you.
Oh, a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
appreciate it. It's a beautiful thing just to be able to, I got to be honest with you, as an entertainer, you know, some businesses really did great last year and some really, really hurt. And our business obviously is one of them that really, really hurt. And to have your business just be gone within 2 days cancellation after cancellation after cancellation. You look at a schedule, you have a full schedule for the whole year between that and my agency, and that quick, your industry is just gone for a year and 3 months. And when Governor Wolf said that the regulations were ending as of May 31st, the guidelines, I just got chills. I get chills thinking about it because we've been waiting and waiting for this moment. And I know that citizens have as well that come out to see the groups, and fans have too. So yeah, it's going to be something else this summer.
Oh, we're back.
We're back, baby.
Whenever you look out into that crowd, and you might be blinded by the lights a little bit, but whenever
blinded by the lights.
I knew you were going to do that. I was waiting.
You can do it. Let me hear you do it.
Oh no! They don't pay me to do that. Whenever you look out into the crowd and see us as much as what you can, I mean, what do you like to see? What's the biggest compliment that we can give you whenever we're listening?
Oh, smiles. And people coming up to buy our records, or as they say, CDs or downloads or T-shirts, whatever. Just being able to talk to people and just smiles. If you do a good job, I can't tell you how... It's really funny. I was talking about somebody about this the other day. You know how a lot of people need that reassurance in life that they're good enough or they're this or that? In my personal life, I've sort of evolved over the years because I've done about 3,000 some shows now. I don't need that in my personal life now, because when people give it to me professionally, you just feel so good about it. You see that you make people happy. And I think one thing that I tend to forget too over time is that what we do, especially in the last year, this has been reminded to me by so many, what we do makes people happy. And you can forget about all your other sorrows and all your worries and all this stuff. We were just at Knoebels a week and a half ago. The weather was terrible for 2 days. And guess what? People still came out. It wasn't as big a crowd as usual until Memorial Day, but people still came out clapping along in 45 degrees. You know, what type of Memorial Day weekend is 45 degrees? And they just enjoy themselves. And that's what I want to see. I just want to make people happy. And it doesn't matter if it's in Dubois, Redding, Pennsylvania, Anchorage, Alaska, wherever. You have to make people happy in this business. And that's what we do. And that's what we try and do.
Yeah, it's essential to the soul, I think.
It is. You know, when the government was telling me last year that, you know, we're a non-essential worker, I mean, yeah, I guess that's true as far as survival, in the short term. But over time, people need music, they need art, they need all the baseball, they need all these, you know, sports in general, just things that we can do, that we can get away from, you know, the normal grind. And that's what we try and provide, and that's what we're going to bring to the Dubois Community Days on Saturday.
Dubois,
baby.
Oh, Eric, it was a pleasure talking with you this morning. Thank you so much. And
you as well. Are you a Britney Spears fan?
Well, I mean, I'll sing along if you're singing it. I don't know if you can pull off that voice.
I booked her sister once, and it was pretty cool. She was in my car. I got to at the Luzerne County Fair. It was pretty cool.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And I actually had a chance. You won't believe this, but I booked Chris Stapleton before he was a star, too. And here's one for you. And here in Redding, we lost money on him. He drew 68 people.
No.
And then a year. Oh, yes. And then a year and a half later, he blows up when Justin Timberlake had him on, or he sang with him on in the CMAs, and bam, he becomes a big star. And that's timing. That's everything.
Yeah, you missed out on that bet, I guess, huh?
Wow. Well, at least I can still say I booked him and I hung out with him.
That is
pretty
true.
Cool.
Oh, Eric, I could talk to you forever. We're going to wrap up the interview, though. And if people want to hear from you a little more, they can hear your wonderful singing voice and the rest of the band at Dubois Community Days this Saturday.
All right, we will see you there.